What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are back at the winter warm-up. Tom Ackerman on KMOX, Cardinals Nation Restaurant inside Ballpark Village with the guy I call the Big Texan. Lucan Baker is with us. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to be with you. You just got off the caravan. You were in Columbia, Jeff City, visited Fort Leonard Wood, I understand. Yeah. What an experience.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, Fort Leonard Wood, that was the first Army base that I'd been on, so that was really neat experience. I mean, getting to go on the caravans, getting to go to these towns, you get to see the reach that the Cardinals have and how unique it is. And these fans love it. And we love getting to interact with the fans. And I really enjoy it.
What do fans say to you? I'll tell you what they say to me. So I had a few come up to me at this caravan that I just went on through Springfield, Joplin, and Rolla. And they're like, we want to see more Lucan Baker. I bet you love to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear. You know, it shows, you know, the fans are in tune. You know, I've been up and down the last couple years, and you know, I've done some good things, done some bad things, and I feel like at a lot of places, some fans wouldn't be as invested to know you. They would know Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt and Brendan Donovan and Alec Burleson and Lars Nootbaar, and you know, they're able to show up and they know their stuff, and it's refreshing.
I bet it is. You have had a great career. I mean, it's been fun to watch you hit bombs, but doing it here had to have been special. I mean, to be here and do that.
I mean, it was, I mean, obviously getting to come up here and do good things and hit homers, that was awesome. It's a great feeling. The first year I actually didn't hit a homer in Busch Stadium. I hit them both on the road. So this year to get that first one in Busch Stadium in front of the home crowd, it was an awesome experience.
Tell me about your experience in baseball growing up, getting yourself situated and then knowing you had a shot to be a professional. What was that like?
I mean, so I loved baseball. It was the favorite sport that I played growing up. I tried to play all of them. But honestly, up until the summer before my senior year of college, I was a pitcher that tried to hit as long as I could. And you know, any national event, USA Baseball, anything like that, it was Lucan Baker the pitcher. I never really got a chance to swing it. And out of the blue, you know, they started letting me hit a little bit. And by the time I was done with my freshman year of college, I was a hitter that pitched. And it was but, you know, I felt like I had a good chance around my sophomore, junior high school that baseball was in the cards for me. And so it was... It was easy because I love that one the most.
Does your experience at pitcher help you? What do you take from that time being at the plate?
You know, I would like to say that I had a lot of, you know, I had a really good plan up there on the mound, but I really just tried to think I was a lot better than I was, and it worked for me. My stuff wasn't, obviously I stopped pitching for a reason. My stuff wasn't as good as it could have been, but I mean, just the knowing sequences and stuff like that, I feel like it's the same thing as being a catcher and going up to the plate. You know what the pitcher's trying to do to you. You know whenever he's trying to just show you his best stuff and whenever he thinks that, you know, whenever he thinks he has you, he's just going to keep doing the same thing over and over until you adjust. So it's, I feel like hitting and pitching, the plans are pretty similar. Similar but opposite, you know. Pitchers are trying to make you swing at balls, and you're trying to hit strikes. So
exactly. And then you have the ability to watch video of these pitchers, and that's been something that's been going on for a while. But it is a big operation that Chad Blair has been overseeing for a long time.
I mean, Chad's awesome, by the way. He does such a good job getting what we need to us. But man, all that video, it's sometimes it can be a lot. You know, you have to, I've had to maneuver my way into picking and choosing what works right for me. But being able to utilize the video, especially coming off the bench a lot last couple years, it's not, and not getting those regular at-bats, being able to know this is exactly what he looks like throwing, this is exactly what his stuff looks like, it makes me feel a lot more comfortable getting in the box.
What about defensively? How do you see your game at first base right now?
I feel like it's the best it's ever been. I mean, it's no secret that that's been the area that I've needed to improve on the most throughout my career, and I've worked my tail off trying to get it done, and I feel like every year I've gotten a little bit better, and the last couple years, the more my bats picked up, the more my gloves picked up. You know, it takes a little pressure off both sides, and I feel like all the work that I've been putting in has really been paying off over there, and I feel really comfortable, and I feel like I can do a lot over there at first base.
That's a really good point, because in baseball, what you just said about offense, defense, you know, they do kind of go hand in hand. If you're doing well in one, it can bleed into the other and give you confidence in the other. I mean, it's just human nature, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a running joke that we had, you know, that I have going is whenever a guy makes a great play on defense and comes in and he's hitting the next inning, that guy's hitting 900. I mean, it's impossible to avoid. But when you feel good on one side, you feel good on the other. You're thinking less. You're feeling good about you're helping the team win. And that's the other good thing is you could have a rough day at the plate or a rough day. I mean, rough day in the field's a little bit tougher to have than a rough day at the plate, but there are so many ways you can help the team win when you're performing on both sides of the ball.
Goldschmidt was a perfect example of that. Perfect example of that.
Watching him, I mean, he didn't have hardly any bad days at the plate throughout his career. You know, he's one of the best hitters I've ever seen. But I mean, he's the best defender I've ever seen at first base too. He never misses. It's so impressive to get to watch him do it, and then to get to pick his brain the last couple of years, and you know, learn a lot. I've learned a lot from him just on what he thinks and what can help make me better, and he's an open book about it. He was really awesome to get to be around.
That's really great. So warm up, yeah, caravan check. Warm up, you're about to complete that, and it's time to get to work.
Get to go home. Last couple weeks, we have the pitchers fired up down there and at TCU. All the pro guys are getting on the bump now, and we'll get some at bats in before we head out. But it's a lot warmer down there, so we'll be able to get outside and do that.
We'll see you down in Jupiter. Looking forward to it.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Lucan Baker with us on KMOX.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.